All right, Paul Sackett's Good News Plan. I'm here with Rafael Salinas, right?
Yeah, right, correct.
I'm very
Chef
excited.
Rafaele. Hi, chef. Nice to meet you.
And where are you the chef at, the executive chef?
Well, I'm the executive chef on Maiella LIC in Long Island City, New York. We have an Italian upscale restaurant on the water. Basically, what we do is in Maiella, it's a national park in Italy, which is the big mountain in Abruzzo. So basically, we have this Mari e Monti menu, which is we have the Adriatic Sea, we have the mountain, so we match those two elements to create our menu. Basically, is you can see from the hot appetizer to the cold appetizer, we have this pasta we make and Parmigiano Reggiano. We shaving also truffles on the pasta. It's called Fettuccine Maiella. It's a wine infused pasta. We toss inside the Parmigiano wheel and we serve with this fantastic truffle. Truffle, usually we use in a seasonal truffle. Right now we have spring and summer truffles. That's what we have. In Italy, they're gonna be available probably the end of the month. We're gonna start that. Now they come from Spain and France, these truffles. You can see what we do here. And also, I'm the chef of Maiella, but also I'm the vice president of the Associazione Italiana Chef in New York. We are 250 chefs. We represent our culture, our Italianity, no? So that's what we present at the table. We really want to have this exclusive chef. By the way, the 250 chefs, they're born and raised in Italy, so they are not born here in America, so they come here. They come here. I'm sorry, guys. They come here just to work, you know. And we represent them, all of them, all these great chef from Dodo, from Felidia, Nicotra Fortunato, from Massimo Beber, Cipriani. We have Vincenzo Garofalo, just opened a restaurant in Senso Unico, Fabian Garcia, Michele Mazza is our president, which is El Mulino Group. We have a lot of chefs, so a lot of culture, a lot of ethnicity in the food. That's what we really represent. You can also check our website, www.ancny.org. You can find our website, all the information where we are. We did a lot of charity in the past. We helped Amatrice, which was then the earthquake in Italy. We cooking on the street in Little Italy, and we sent $15,000 for them, for the Amatrice. And we did it with the Mentana, with the La Seven, so which is a TV. And we bring this money to this beautiful city was destroyed completely, and we have a fun also cooking that. Not only that, we are partner in on the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. We usually do some other event with them. We did it last year in Little Italy again, and we raised $20,000, and we give it to the research for the breast cancer research. That's usually what we do for. It's not us just to do a charity, but it's an excuse to get everybody on board and you see each other again, talk about, you know, the restaurant they're doing, what's the new product coming in. Basically, that's the association do for us, you know?
It's all great. It's wonderful. I've seen your... Fortunately, I haven't been out at the restaurant, but I saw the website. I saw the great view of Manhattan from Long Island City. I saw the beautiful dishes that were being prepared. Congratulations. It's a great... Great. I've heard lots of good things about it. It's really good news. So congratulations for that. Let me ask you one last question, because we're involved with World Peace also. And I know you're very corporately responsible, as you mentioned some of those events. I've asked lots of people, what does peace mean to them? What does peace mean to you, sir?
Peace, it's, well, we Italian, it's is always a great... country for peace, you know. We always have this white flag around. I believe we never have any war whatsoever, you know. Even the Second World War, we are no part, because we have I believe it is our culture to represent the pieces. Plus a chef in a white jacket. So I believe it's we represent really the piece of the world, you know? So that's what we try, you know, to do it, you know? Try also to don't abuse the environment, to using local food, you know? Sustainable food, that's very, very, very important. Now the chef is looking on that. Even downtown, you can see in the rooftop, most of the chef, when they are the first floor, all the herbs they have, you know, created on the rooftop, on vertical hydroponic. So which is fantastic because you don't move any truck to go in your restaurant to bring this, don't consume any gas. So it's not polluting the environment. I think this is the piece we should chef bring on the table.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. All right, chef, tell me what's in this cake.
Well, that's an Italian Venetian merengue cake, chantilly cream, sponge cake. And you can see on top is the Italian recipe to do the meringa. Meringa is a very special recipe. Why? Because Italian cook the sugar at 121 Celsius. So this dessert was made by Harry's Bar in Venice after the Second World War. Imagine Picasso, Hemingway was eating that.
Oh my God, this is such a special cake. I've never seen a cake as beautiful.
And then we also offer that this cake in Maiella, which is we have that in a counter. And you can see when you come to the restaurant, you just go through to see the Pepsi-Cola landmark sign. In my pizza station, you can see these beautiful desserts. It's plenty.
Magnificent. Where's the address again of that restaurant?
It's a 4610 Center Boulevard in Long Island City, New York, 111109.
You have a website too, don't you?
Yes, maiellalic.com. That's where we have our beautiful Italian place.
Beautiful. Thank you. Grazie.
Grazie a te. Buon appetito.